Yeah. You know, we were camped out down there in South Texas, a little place we have called Camp Howdy. Howdy! We were searching for spiritual sport, you know. We were sitting around in the campfire kind of surprising ourselves. Went out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, a leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us. He fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys, hippies?" Howdy! He said, "Say, you boys, well, he actually, we said, no, sir, we're vegetarians." Says, "You boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent, slipped on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap, stepped into the comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across a bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. They pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "does this thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. And I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just smiled and looked at me with those empty, deep, compassionate eyes. And he said, "Hey, man, dude, you drive." I grabbed a hold of the little wheel, I pulled back, a miracle occurred, the right prop kicked in, we spiraled upward, we were airborne, flying upside down, over the border, just below the radar, just above the paraquat, into the beautiful land of Mexico, and that's when this song came to my mind.